Welcome to Life Planning 101, brought to you by Smart Money Group and Kennedy Financial Services in Eastland, Texas. Tune in every week as we share important information to help you and your family live life on purpose. Insurance, investments, legacy and tax planning, and much more. All covered now on Life Planning 101.
Good morning and welcome into Life Planning 101. My name is Angela Robinson with Smart Money Group and Kennedy Financial Services right here in the great town of Eastland, Texas, the metropolis where we help people live life on purpose. And Life Planning 101, that's what it's all about. Being able to give you great tools so that you can live life on purpose instead of by default. And let's admit it, it's getting harder right now. You know, money is tight. There's been this little thing called inflation that has impacted our lives for the last couple of years. I don't know if you've been paying attention, and we sure have, because obviously we have our investment arm and we're always watching what's happening with the consumers, and it's unreal out there. In the fourth quarter of 2023, household debt actually reached $17.5 trillion. I mean, it's unfathomable. $1 trillion. And the credit card debt increased by $50 billion in one quarter, 3 months. $50 billion. And that just alludes to the fact that we as Americans are spending more with less capability to actually pay off our debt. And all the while, what we really need to be doing is saving money, right? Most Americans don't have enough saved for retirement, and yet they're in debt, credit card debt, which is assumably probably the worst kind of debt unless it's 0%, right? And finding that money is getting more and more difficult than ever. So we thought we'd give you some tips. We've got five good ones. But before I get to the five good ones, I want to share some others that I found because they're just too good to be true. This is unreal. I actually found this little blog on, I think it's casualmoneytalk.com, and people sharing their craziest money-saving stories ever. And wanted to bring a couple of these up on the show because they really kind of are wild. But you might get some ideas out of here. I don't know. Number one. This guy started eating wild plants so he wouldn't have to buy greens at the grocery store. And over time, he actually ended up becoming very good at identifying what was safe to eat and planted this big deal in his backyard, a sizable crop. And he didn't pay for seeds and fertilizers. And he harvested the seeds and composted kitchen scraps and did all of this out of his backyard. I don't know. You know, when I go to the grocery store, I always am amazed how many greens I can put in my basket for a little bit of nothing. It's actually the cheapest thing there. So I thought that's got to be pretty desperate. But this was a guy from Kalamazoo in Michigan, and he's 23 years old. So there is that. Number two, this college student. Love this because I actually kind of related to this. I hate to tell you. So they're so practically broke that they survived on ramen noodles. I was guilty. I actually remember in college having at Walmart, okay, because I know you non-Texans that listen to the show here, you're like, Walmart? Yes, Walmart. That's our everything in Texas, right? Small town America. So I remember with Walmart going in there and I had my little ramen noodles and they were like piled up almost full in my basket, okay? Well, apparently this guy was doing the same thing because they were a dollar back then, he says, and he was eating them 5 days a week. Well, they also found another student at a college restaurant, hotel management school, and an experimental kitchen that wasn't open to the public. And they had a small cafeteria where they offered $1 dinners to students. He says it wasn't much better than a cardboard, but at least it was different from ramen noodles. This is a guy out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, age 62. So got some experience there. I thought that was really good. This was another one I loved. Okay, so this gal, she says, I used to live in a house with an oil furnace and oil was cheap. So when I first moved in, it was about $1 a gallon. And then that was around $75 a month during the winter. But then the price quadrupled and she lost her job. So she couldn't afford to buy it. So she took 3 to 4 hot showers a day, wore her winter jacket inside her house, and added even more layers, robe, hat, scarf, socks, on top of an extra comforter. And she said, let's just say I didn't have a lot of people coming over. She did it for over 2 months and saved about $650 total, even with the higher water bill. This is a gal out of Massachusetts, so she can relate to our northern friends up there. I assume here in Texas, it might not be that big a deal unless you get one of those terrible freezes that we sometimes get. And speaking of Texas, I got a couple here. So one's Ralph, age 35. He says, I tried limiting my water and electricity usage as much as possible. I cooked using my camping gear and walked around my home holding a flashlight so I didn't have to turn on the lights. I showered at the gym and truck stops and my utility bills were practically zero. Okay. This one takes the cake, in my opinion. Tony, age 32, from Houston, Texas, which I arguably think might be one of the hottest places in the world next to Lagos, Nigeria, with all the humidity and the heat and everything else. And he says, I stopped running my air conditioner in the middle of a Texas summer because it was too expensive. And because I had been unemployed for 6 months at that point, he said, I had to shuffle around the house throughout the day to find the coolest spot, and it was miserable. But it did lower his electricity bill. Now that's got to be desperate, right? Yeah, I certainly think that one takes the cake. So maybe, you know, finding money to save doesn't need to be that extreme. Well, we're going to give you some good tips. I got five of them, okay? First of all, check your credit, okay? You might say, what? Yeah, you read that correctly. You heard that correctly. Your credit score actually impacts a multitude of your expenses in your everyday life. If you looked at it over time, it could be the tune of six figures, maybe even seven figures for some people. I know that sounds unreal, but I mean, there's the obvious things like when you get your mortgage and obviously your credit score, if you actually look at the life of the loan and how much interest you pay on your mortgage, you're going to be like, it's gut-wrenching, period. But if you've got bad credit on top of that, I mean, that right there can compile that six figures. So we know those. We know the auto loans. We know all of these things. We know credit cards, right? But there's also this less obvious piece that it impacts, such as your insurance premiums, like your auto insurance, the required deposits that you have to leave, even if you've been living in a place for so long, you don't get to get it back. And I mean, in today's interest rate world, that's worth a lot of money, right? Your rental rates, et cetera. I mean, there's a lot of things that your credit actually impacts. And so if you're looking to be able to save money, you need to make sure that you have good credit. And you may be thinking, I should have perfect credit. Well, if you're thinking I should have perfect credit, that may be true, but you may not have, or you may think that this may be true and it maybe should be true, but it may not be true, okay? Because credit bureaus and companies that report to the credit bureaus, they make mistakes. And sometimes they just don't do things. Like your credit card might not be reporting the proper limit that you have on your credit card, which is actually showing your utilization rate, meaning that you're using way too much of your credit and it's impacting your credit score. Something as simple as that, much less, you know, a reporting area, yada, yada, yada. So you need to check, okay? That's the bottom line. So here's a way to do it. Now, here, stop. Do not purchase your credit score, okay? Do not pay for anything, because if you purchase your credit score, it's really not going to be a real credit score, so it's not going to really make sense, and that's no good. So here's what you should do, though. You should go to www.annualcreditreport.com, and at that website, you can pull each of your three credit reports, because there's three credit bureaus, main credit bureaus, and you can pull each one of those once per year without any cost to you. So pull one of them. Pull two of them. Take a look at them for accuracy. If they're good, pull the third one, right? If you need help, if you see something wrong, we recommend using 720creditscore.com. Phil Tyrone is absolutely outstanding. It's where we got a lot of our credit education. And go, you know, do everything from just fixing errors to completely restoring bad credit to helping young people build credit. Your credit is imperative. So whether it's you, your children, your grandchildren, you need to have good credit. It's probably one of the best gifts that you can give people is an education, because you think you know how to build good credit and there's an algorithm that is unbelievably difficult to understand. But once you crack the code, then you got it. So it's important, and that's worth the education at 720creditscore.com. So we've given you one tip to save money in this crazy environment that we're living in, where there's $50 billion that was added to credit card debt last quarter. I say last quarter, actually, end of 2023. We're going to give you four more. So you're not going to want to miss it when we come back right here on Life Planning 101. Welcome back to Life Planning 101. My name is Angela Robinson with Smart Money Group and Kennedy Financial Services. Visit us online at www.kennedy-financial.com. Be sure to sign up for our newsletter. We've got this article that we coined to go along with this show today and much more in that library. We also have Black and White Market Chatter brought to you by Aaron Kennedy, our very own CFA, on a weekly basis. You don't want to miss those things. But today we're talking about finding money to save. Unlike Josh, age 27, from Rockville, Maryland, that didn't have a lot of money to pay rent, so he asked if he could sleep in his friend's closet for free. And his friend thought he was teasing. He was not teasing. And so he said it was a tiny space. He was miserable, but he ended up staying in there for a year. Yeah, that's a little extreme. So we're going to go back to some things that might sound a little less extreme. We talked about checking your credit and how important that was in the first segment, if you want to go back and listen to that. Number two on our list, check your insurance, okay? So, and what I'm talking about is your, specifically your auto insurance. I mean, your homeowners, renters, those things too. Your auto insurance, that's really important, because here's what I do know is I know premiums have went wild for homeowners and auto insurance here recently. And, you know, a lot of times when we look at people's situation, we're looking at their picture holistically, and then we work with their property and casualty agent to figure out what they really or what they have and then what they really need. And most of the time, the two don't match, okay? 99% of the time, the two don't match. You end up with something that you don't need and you're undercovered in areas that you do, such as liability. That's a big one, okay? So check your insurance. This is important because unbeknownst to you, if you're carrying those unnecessary coverages, wouldn't it be nice to get rid of them and lower your premium? What if you're carrying low deductibles? This is something that people don't often check. They get slapped with a $500 deductible on everything. Well, a $500 deductible may not make sense. You might have the difference between a premium, a difference between a $5 and a $1,000 deductible could be made up in 6 months. Is that worth that to you? If something goes wrong, do you have that $1,000 to be able to pay? $2,000 even, whatever it is. But make sure you're looking at those and talking to them about your agent, because that could be worthwhile. And again, when you're doing that, make sure you're covering the appropriate amount of liability coverage. A lot of people say, well, what is that appropriate amount? And everyone's really hesitant to give that amount. But a general rule of thumb is that you want to be covered for your net worth, you know, what's your worth, less what your homestead is. And then in your state, you may have specific assets that are considered protected, like your retirement account, et cetera. But those might be things that you want to talk to your agent or your attorney about. So it's really important to make sure you have liability coverage. You know, and a lot of people, we suggest looking at an umbrella policy, and they aren't very expensive if you've got the right coverages underlying. So what you might save somewhere might pay for something that you do need in another place. So there was a lot of bonuses with that one. But back to our list. So we've talked about check your credit. We've talked about check your insurance. Number three, unsubscribe, for heaven's sake, okay? We now live in a world that we subscribe to everything. Everything has a subscription. And it seems harmless for $1.99 a month, right? Well, that warrants the wise words of Benjamin Franklin. Watch your pennies and your dollars will take care of themselves. Okay, maybe that sounded a little bit more, you know, British was the prime minister over there. Yeah, okay. But anywho, nonetheless, watch those pennies and the dollars will grow, right? And so take a look at everything that you're subscribed to. I know my son actually came in here and showed me on my phone. I cannot repeat what I heard, but there's a place that you could go. You could see everything that you're subscribed to on your phone. And that's pretty powerful. So if you don't know how to do it, ask the young guns in your family to show you. And by the way, this may increase your risk of shock. So make sure you're seated when you do this situation. And don't forget to look at your Amazon account, Google account, wherever you have all these other possible subscriptions to make sure that you're not paying for anything that you don't want to be paying for. After all, that's kind of ridiculous, right? So anywho, let's take a break. And when we come back, we've got the final two ideas to help you find money to save in this crazy inflationary environment that we've been living in. You're not going to miss it right here on Life Planning 101. Welcome back to Life Planning 101. This is Angela Robinson with Smart Money Group and Kennedy Financial Services. We're talking about finding money to save. Well, I've been giving you some of these funnies from casualmoneytalk.com, and these last two go along with these pretty extreme ways, craziest ways that people are saving money, but these last two might be something you can learn a little bit from. So number 17, let's talk about it, okay? My husband wanted a luxurious sports car, Donna says, age 36 from Miami, and we didn't have one to buy one, so they bought this damaged old 2013 Dodge Viper, and they spent 4 to 5 years and about $17K fixing it up. And now they have this roaring Dodge Viper, which a brand new one would cost around $130,000. And she says there's only cost about $30,000. No regrets. You know, there's a lot of lessons that could be learned in this situation. We live in a world where we have to keep up with the Joneses, but, why keep up with the Joneses? We live in the world where we want it here and now, but why not learn some life skills in the process, right? We live in a world where we have to, you know, spend all this money and it matters what people think about us, but sometimes the pride actually happens when you take time to do it yourself. Whew, I could go on and on about that. But that's just really good. Okay. And what about this one? I love this one. Okay. This is from Brian, age 38 from, I can't even say this, Berea, Ohio. Forgive me if you're from Berea. Oh, anyway, I wanted to buy a home outright with cash. So I spent the next 4 years saving 60% of every paycheck that I earned. I stopped going out and I kept myself entertained by going for a walk, watching TV, no cable though, and doing other free things. My only small indulge was a case of beer a week, and my only vacations were to go home for Christmas and Thanksgiving. And after 4 years, I was able to buy a condo for $67,000, for which I paid cash. Again, some really good life lessons, because again, we're not making our priorities. We're not putting them in order too often as Americans. Otherwise, we wouldn't have $50 billion of credit card debt growth at the end of 2023. That's nuts. So those are some bonuses, actually, because we've given you three really good ways to find ways to save money. Now we've got 4 and 5. 0% interest. Yes, it still exists. Rare, but it exists. And so does 1%, 2%, 3%, 4%. If your credit is good, then you're probably able to get some credit card offers with interim low rates, or even some bank loans with low interim rates. And if you have other debt with high interest rates, such as that nasty credit card debt, this may be a great opportunity for you to pay off those higher interest rate debt. Just here's the thing. Be sure that you pay it off within the terms for that low rate, because a lot of times that interest may balloon at the end of that period of time. So it's really important. And you always want to read that fine print, but it's a great way to be able to get your debt paid off quicker so you can start putting dollars back for yourself. Because a lot of people think, well, I should just keep saving and I'll just keep paying. Well, you'll end up paying way more over time. Might be better to adjust some things around for a couple months to get your life in order and to get back on track. But here's the thing. If you do this and you don't work on your budget at the same time, it ain't going to work, because you're going to be right back in the same spot you were. So if you're going to do this for yourself, make sure you do it. And it's the last time that you have to do it, unless it's something that you want to do because you're trying to make smart money moves. All right. And the last one on finding money to save: change your coffee. So get this, all right? I recently spoke to a young couple and they figured up that they were spending about $150 per week on coffee because they went down to this little coffee shop and got their coffee. That is $7,800 per year in coffee. Think of that, $7,800. We think about where we can't find money in our budget. Ha, whatever. So what did they do? They bought a barista machine and they're brewing their own. Now, barista machines aren't cheap, but the barista machine is way less than $7,800 per year, right? So what is the coffee in your budget? That's the question. How could you do things differently? If you don't know that answer, first of all, you need to be looking at your budget. I recommend actually doing it the old-fashioned way and looking at everything yourself. Now, there's a lot of apps out there that you could use for that too. And the bottom line is just to be able to figure out where your dollars are going, number one, and maybe how you could do things differently. Imagine you found $7,800 in your budget. What would you be thinking? You may be saying, well, we don't even kind of make that kind of money. Neither did this couple. They're blowing my mind on what they were making. I think it was somewhere around $20 an hour for each of them. And they're still spending $7,800 per year in coffee. Think about that. So Capital One, you know, they've always asked this question, what's in your wallet? And I think this is meant to create a sense of pride by owning their car, right? So I'm going to ask you this question. What's in your budget? Do you feel pride about what's in your budget? If not, what needs to change? My name is Angela Robinson with Kennedy Financial Services and Smart Money Group right here in Eastland, Texas. Visit us on www.kennedy-financial.com. Our job is to help people live life on purpose. It's what we do every single day. We work through 8 life planning issues. We do it proactively with the families that we work with. We look at things holistically. Yes, people say we're crazy because we do a lot. But at the end of the day, we're able to sleep at night because we know what we're doing is really what an individual needs, not a cookie cutter stamp that might or might not apply to everyone. So we hope you enjoy Life Planning 101. We hope it blesses you each and every week in the same way that we are blessed to be able to serve in this business and do what we do. So if you have any questions, be sure to reach out to our office. We have an amazing team at Kennedy Financial Services. It is a family. We are a family-based business. God bless you. Have a great week and join us right here again next week on Life Planning 101.
Thank you for joining us for Life Planning 101, brought to you by Smart Money Group and Kennedy Financial Services. If you have questions, you can email them to lifeplanning@kennedy-financial.com. Don't forget to learn how our sister company can assist you with all of your tax, bookkeeping, and consulting needs. You can find out more at briscoeandassociates.com. Be sure to tune in next week for more Life Planning 101. The opinions expressed herein are those of the firm and are subject to change without notice. The opinions referenced are as of the date of publication and are subject to change due to changes in the market or economic conditions and may not necessarily come to pass. Any opinions, projections, or forward-looking statements expressed herein are solely those of the author, may differ from the views or opinions expressed by other areas of the firm, and are only for general informational purposes as of the date indicated. Securities offered through Calton & Associates Incorporated, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Smart Money Group, LLC. Kennedy Financial Services and Smart Money Group, LLC are separate entities and are not owned or controlled by Calton & Associates Incorporated.